Thank you, Sharon. And Sharon's playing for us today, so we appreciate that, her filling in for Jenna. Amen. Got several announcements and concerns for you, but first want to welcome each and every one here, guest visitor alike. Christ the King Sunday, this is the last day of the liturgical year, and we look forward to Advent starting and looking forward to all those things that are going to happen before the Christmas season, but Christ the King Sunday, so welcome and God bless you today. Several announcements for you. First of all, we have someone to add to prayer concerns list. Understand and just heard that Velvy Meisenheimer's brother Paul Meisenheimer had passed away. Understand that the funeral is today. So please keep Velvy and her family in your prayers at that loss as they grieve and they mourn. Oh, visitation is today over at Palace. So please keep that in mind. Had the church annual meeting last week. Going to just give you the results real quickly just so everybody will know. All five of the folks who were running for council have been voted in. So Marietta Guida, Jim Cowden, Steve Yates, Andrew Poston, Brad Scheif, thank you all for being willing to serve. They will be incoming this coming year, so we'll be doing the installation of council members later on in the month of December. Also, the number two motion by the church has been passed for going from $5,000 to $10,000 in emergencies only. That passed 102 to 13. The number three item was about the budget. That passed 99 to 16. And then about the restoration for the steeple project, it was amended to spend up to $127,000. Daniel was looking to secure other bids for that, but that was done by 104 to 9. That's just so everybody will be aware of how that ended up last week. The OKFC and Luther League, they're collecting toys starting this Sunday for the Main Street Mission in China Grove. They have a Christmas shop for the little children, so be aware of that. You can order your poinsettias today, next week, and the next week. So you got three Sundays that you can order your poinsettias. Be aware of all that's going on. The community Thanksgiving service is today over at Emmanuel Lutheran with Pastor Bruce Sheeks and our friends over there. Unfortunately, for anybody that is attending, I will be preaching. So that is your bad fortune, but hopefully everything will go well. But I know Pastor Bruce and him always do a very, very nice service. The Town of Faith and the Faith Civitan Club, they're having their Christmas tree lighting event Wednesday, the 27th, 7 p.m., around the town stage, behind the town hall over there between the Legion and all that. So be aware of that. I think Santa's coming and all those good things. Alder Guild will meet Saturday, November 30th. That is next Saturday, 8 a.m. They're going to decorate everything for Christmas. They got it looking good today for Thanksgiving. We appreciate their hard work. Everyone is invited to the Old Wings Christmas Fellowship. That's Saturday, December 7th. Be 5:30 in the Old Church. They've got a program and everything, and it looks like it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Sweet Potato Queens are going to be taking up jewelry and other things for next year to benefit the new Wallace Cancer Center. Also, you can check these out. I'm not going to read all of them, but there have been some wonderful chrismons that have been donated for the chrismon tree. Be aware of those. And we thank Cindy and all those who work so hard to make that happen, and we appreciate all those donations. I don't know that there is anything else. Is there anything that perhaps we're missing? Any announcements, concerns that maybe we are missing? Don't forget about the poinsettias and all of those things. If there's nothing else, let's all stand as we are able, and we will begin with our invocation and our confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom our hearts are open and all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. and your compassion forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Please be seated if you would. And let's have the children come forward for the children's message.
Morning. How y'all doing? Good. Good, good, good. All right, I got a question for y'all. Does anybody know what authority is? No? It's a big word. Does anybody know what it means? Here's something that has to do with authority. Does anybody have a teacher in preschool or school? Yeah? Okay, so y'all, some of y'all have teachers? Okay, now if you're in your classroom and one of your classmates say, hey, we can just get up and run around, do whatever we want. But your teacher says, no, you have to sit down and pay attention to what we're doing. You have to learn what we're doing and maybe play some games or do some other fun things that help you learn those things. Who do you listen to?
Teacher.
The teacher. That's because the teacher has authority. That means that what the teacher says goes. And what the teacher says goes even if somebody else says something else. Okay, does that make sense, what authority is? Okay, now, today is Christ the King Sunday. And what is Jesus the King of? Everybody, yep. He's the King of all people, and he's the King of the whole world, and the whole solar system, and the whole universe. So Jesus is the King of all creation, everything on earth and in outer space and everything else. And so he has authority over everything. If you remember in one of the stories, and there's even a storm that's going to sink the boat that the disciples are in, and Jesus says, knock it off, and the storm stops. So Jesus even had authority over the weather. So if Jesus has authority over everything, there's going to be a lot of people out there that tell you about a bunch of bad things, that you're not good enough, that you aren't loved, that you won't be with Jesus forever. But guess what he says? He says that he loves you so much that he came down and served us and died for us. And after that, guess what happened? He made it so that we could be with God forever and ever and ever. And so guess what? Jesus has authority over everything, and he says that he loves you and that you'll be with him forever. So don't listen to anybody or anything else that says any different, okay? Just like your teacher in the classroom, what Jesus says goes everywhere, all the time. And in Christ the King Sunday, we remember his authority over everything, and we remember all the promises that he makes to us and how we can believe those because he's the King of everything. Sound good? Does that sound like a plan? Can you remember that? All right, well, let's go ahead and pray. Y'all can get a sucker and then go to Children's Church. Lord, we thank you for being the King of the universe and still loving us and coming to serve us and to die for us and to make it so that we could be with you forever. We just ask that we always remember those promises and remember that no matter what anything else says, that you have authority and what you say goes. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, y'all. Please stand if you're able. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have crowned your Son as King, and by him will renew your whole creation. May the families of earth, now torn apart and yoked by sin, find liberty in him and be subjected to his gentle rule. Grant this, we pray, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
I know it's getting close to the time of year when the flu hits and all that, but let's pass the peace. But if you don't feel comfortable, wave at somebody, give them an elbow, give them a fist bump, whatever you got to do. But and we do have hand sanitizer around, so please, let's pass the peace.
Me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of your keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escaped. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possessions, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Here ends the first reading.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let us read responsibly Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. The second reading is from Colossians, the first chapter. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of an invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything we might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Here ends the second reading.
And now the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. There followed Jesus a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, Do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, blessed are the barren and the wombs that have never borne and the breasts that have never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him. And the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself. If he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, this is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated if you will. Let's begin with just a short word of prayer. Most precious God, we thank you for this wonderful day, and we thank you for all who are gathered. Today, open our hearts, open our minds, and take the seed that is used and scatter it. We pray, God, that you will use it as you see fit, taking it to hearts where it needs to be, using it your way, and we ask it all in Jesus. Amen. I do want to say this. I hope everybody has a very happy and a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope it is a wonderful day of family and friends and just a good time, and we have much to be thankful for as a church, as a people, and as a nation. We have a lot to thankful for. The most thankful people in the world should be us, because we are truly, truly blessed. I pray that God will bless you today and always, especially on the day of Thanksgiving. We see some things happening in our gospel today. We see several things happening. And this, the texts are rich. I'm going to tell you, you could have 25, 30 different sermons from the Old Testament reading to the Psalm. I mean, these are rich texts, just absolutely rich and full of things for us. But we see something happening with the crucifixion. And it's something maybe we kind of overlook. Now, Jesus earlier, before all these things happen, he says, I must go to Jerusalem and I must be mocked, I must be betrayed, I must die, I must be resurrected on the third day. He says, all these must happen to me. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer tells us the must is the operative word. It's got to happen. It's got to happen. And some things are happening here in the Gospel of Luke that sometimes if we don't really look hard, we'll miss some things that are happening. First, this happens. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, we can get into arguments, as the commentaries that I were reading this week were talking about. Is he talking to the Roman soldiers? Is he talking to the Jews who are present? Is he talking about everyone? I don't know. But I believe Jesus meant it towards everyone personally. And I think he understood that nobody there who was a part of this really truly understood what they were doing. And we see another thing happening with Jesus. What do they do to him? We see this. The leaders scoff. He says, these things have got to happen. They scoffed at him. They mocked him. They said this, but the ruler scoffed at him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. So they scoffed at him. The soldiers mocked him. The soldiers mocked at him. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the King of the Jews, Save yourself. And then what happens? One of the criminals, he actually blasphemes Jesus. And one of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, blasphemed him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself. Save yourself." We see this theme, save yourself, save yourself. He saved others, why didn't he save himself? And they're mocking at him. They're doing all these things. This is what Christ had to have happen. They had to mock him. They had to rail on him. They had to blaspheme at him. They could do no other. These things had to happen. And these things still happen today to Jesus. They still happen. People mock. They rail. They blaspheme against God. And they scoff at him. Leaders do it. Soldiers do it. Criminals still do it, and we sometimes can do it in our daily lives if we are not careful of how we treat this thing that has been given to us, our faith in Christ. Now, what do they do besides this? They actually stumble into something. They don't realize, again, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't even know what they're doing here, and it has nothing to do with the actual physical part of the crucifixion. They don't realize this. What do they call him? If he is the Christ, God, the chosen one. He is the Christ. They stumbled into that one. They didn't even realize. If he is the Christ. Christ the King Sunday. He is the King of the universe. As Vicar Jordan said, he is King of our lives. He is King of this world. He is King of the solar system. King of the galaxy, King of the universe, of everything that is and doesn't. And if there are other universes, if there are multiple, I'm just going to cover all my bases in physics. If there are other universes that we don't know about, and yes, he's King of that one too. He's King of everything. There is nothing that was not made without him. He is King. So they stumble on it. If you are the Christ, the chosen one, that's what the Christ is, the chosen one of God, the Savior of God. And then what did they also stumble into? The soldier said, if you are the King of the Jews, what was it? There was an inscription over top of it. Remember, the Jews came to Pilate and they said, don't put that this man is the King of the Jews. Put that he said, I am the King. Put he said this. It said it right above. And Pilate said, what I've written, I've written. It's there. You can take it or you can leave it. He is the King of the Jews. They stumbled into that. And being the King of the Jews means that he is the King of the universe. They began a prayer. It says, blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe. King of the universe. King of all. King of everything. And then the criminal stumbles in and says, if you are the Christ, if you are the Christ, stumble into these things. And they admit unknowingly who he is. Jesus says, forgive them. They don't even know. They are telling who I am, but they're mocking me all at the same time and mocking who I am and what I am. Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Here's the most important part. They all cried out to him, save yourself, save yourself, save yourself. What would almost everyone do, a human being? What would we do? I'm not talking about there are people who in the spur of the moment, soldiers, there are other people who do give their life for others in the spur of the moment, but they're telling him, save yourself. What would 99.9% of people do, including probably every one of us? We'd save ourselves if we could. He is King. He is Christ. He is Messiah. He is the chosen one, could do nothing other than to not save himself, because his mission was to save us. His mission was to make the way. Not to save him. Not to take care of him. You see, that's what a Savior does. That's what a King of the universe, a King truly does. That's what a real God does. He doesn't save himself. He saves everybody else. To the chagrin of himself, to the loss of himself. This is the great thing we need to understand. Christ very easily. He admits it. He says he could have called the legions from heaven to come take him down. He could have saved himself, but then he would not be worthy of any of the titles that was given him. Christ the King, King of the Jews, the Messiah, the Chosen One. If he would have saved himself, he would not be worthy of this King. And today there's a great movement to take away his deity, to take away his King. And yes, to even take away his humanity, other things about him. Today we need to understand that just the thing that we would have done, which would have been to save ourselves, he didn't. He paid the ultimate price, you, for me. And now he is worthy to be. And I'm going to tell you something. This is one reason why you should be so thankful during this Thanksgiving week. King of the universe, King of all creation, came and gave himself for you and for me, and didn't save himself. Paid the price for us. That's huge. It's large. There's a lot of people that people put trust in. They're not going to come and help you when the time comes. A lot of people go to mega churches and they're expecting the megachurch pastor to come and care. Nah, he can't. When you got 50,000 people coming, how are you just going to know little old so-and-so? A lot of people waiting on Washington, D.C. to come help them. Well, guess what? They ain't coming to help you or me. Jesus. Jesus. King of everything. That should speak to us, folks. King. The one who should have saved him. The one who should have been protected was not. He gave of himself. He and I pray today that we would be thankful for him. That we would rejoice in him. Be thankful in God our Savior. Rejoice this Thanksgiving. Give thanks for that. Because he paid the price that you owed, that I owed, that we all owed. He took the punishment that you and I owed. He died fully and completely so that you and I do not have to die fully and completely. Even as the creed says, descending into hell, the place of the dead, and taking that punishment upon him. We should be a thankful people. We should be a happy people. The King of the entire universe. We can't even imagine the universe. It's so big. It's so large. He took time to die for you. Die for this we should rejoice. This is part of what we look forward to in Advent, understanding that he came as a sacrifice, gave him totally complete. I pray that happy that you will rejoice in this day and all.
We
Now let us confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and ever-living God. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and joy. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He broke it and blessed it and gave it to them, saying, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup and he gave it to them, saying, take and drink. This is my blood shed for you in the new covenant for the remission of sins for all. Do this for the remembrance. And now let us pray the way our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated if you would. At this time, we invite all baptized Christians to join us in this Holy Communion today. And we do have a gluten-free option. If you would just please let us know. Body of Christ. Let's all stand as we are able for the post-communion blessing. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace, and lead you unto eternal life. Now the Lord's face shine upon you, God's grace rest with you, and may God be with you till we meet again. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.